A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, April the 24th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at events that took place over the weekend here in the United States and back home. To start off, but before we delve deep in today's discussion, let's take you to Sudan, where calls for a ceasefire have been falling on deaf ears as more countries safely evacuate their diplomats from Sudan. U.S. citizens who are still stranded in the conflict-ridden African nation are being asked to continue sheltering in place and monitor U.S. official communications. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias takes a look at the options being considered to provide support to those left behind amid ongoing fighting between Sudan's armed forces and a paramilitary group.
Hours after diplomats from the United States and other countries were safely evacuated, images of the Sudanese paramilitary rapid support forces and their leader, Mohamed Hamdan Daglu, appeared to show them defiant near the presidential palace complex. VOA can't independently verify the footage, but reports of heavy infighting between the RSF and the Sudanese armed forces continue to emerge. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced Sunday in a tweet that Britain's diplomatic staff has left the country. The U.S. is currently assessing how to support thousands of American citizens left behind, retired Colonel Steve Gagnier told ABC.
The Pentagon overnight said that they could maybe think about setting up a safe corridor between Khartoum and Port Sudan, and that presumably using drones would allow the U.S. Navy to take people out by sea.
The majority of U.S. civilians still in Sudan are Sudanese Americans working on aid missions, said Democratic Senator Mark Warner on ABC's This Week.
There is actually a U.N. effort now to get people from Khartoum out over the land corridor, and I know we are working with a lot of international partners, in this case, partners from the Middle East, even I believe working with China and Europeans to say those aid workers, we need to find a safe way to get them out.
For the moment, they'll need to keep sheltering in place, Warner added. The world can't forget the urgent need to broker a ceasefire for the sake of the Sudanese people, analyst Rebecca Hamilton told VOA via Skype.
What Sudan really needs, what the Sudanese people have been telling us for a long time, is a truly inclusive peace process that is going to be hard and messy and take a long time, but is worth the fight to get to a sustainable democracy.
At the Vatican on Sunday, Pope Francis asked for prayers for the Sudanese people.
I am renewing my appeal that violence cease as soon as possible and that the path of dialogue resumes.
The World Food Program has said in recent days that an impressive number of children are among the refugees fleeing the conflict and that their immediate necessity is drinking water. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And now back to our main topic. The Zimbabwean ambassador to the United States, Thaddeus Chifamba, hosted a belated independence celebration in the DMV area to mark Zimbabwe's 43rd anniversary of independence. Addressing people at the event in Maryland on Saturday, Zimbabwe's top diplomat to the U.S. said he was excited to host the event, which was marred by rain.
The message is exactly what His Excellency said to the people of Zimbabwe, that it's a day for all Zimbabweans to celebrate, to remember the struggle, those who sacrificed their lives for the liberation of Zimbabwe. And there are some key messages that since the transition in 2017, the Second Republic is making a lot of strides in a number of areas. In fact, I can say in all key sectors of our economy. If you look at the performance in agriculture, we are now wheat self-sufficient. Projections for maize or cereal production this year are that we are going to produce something about 3.2 million metric tons against a national demand of 2.2. So it means that we are hitting self-sufficient. Of course, our target as a country is to restore our breadbasket status, not only for the Southern Africa region, but we want to produce food for the rest of Africa, if not also for the globe. If you look at manufacturing, capacity utilization has gone up. More than 80% of the products in our shops are now locally manufactured. Our mining is performing well. We'll be going beyond the $12 billion mining economy. Our tourism has gone up. So really, and a lot of infrastructure development is happening, whether it's roads construction, dams, and things like that. So there is a lot happening in Zimbabwe. What is most encouraging is that the policies that government is adopting, especially to ensure that we do not export mineral ores, but that there is value addition and beneficiation. This is going to guarantee a lot of jobs for young Zimbabweans. Manisa steel plant is coming up, so are many other steel projects. So there is the Zimbabwean story is a happy one, at least the trajectory that we are going.
That there was Zimbabwe's top diplomat to the United States, Ambassador Thaddeus Chisamba, speaking in Maryland on Saturday. But a day earlier, Ambassador Chisamba was nowhere to be seen when Triple C supporters, joined by MDCD and other Zimbabweans, picketed at the Zimbabwe embassy in Washington, D.C., protesting corruption and human rights violations in Zimbabwe. The group wanted to hand over a petition to Ambassador Chisamba, but the diplomat was not there, and the gate was locked. MDC team member Mr. Dan Moyo, who attended the protest, sent an open message to President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And those who are pass it on kuna ED, but ED aunyari re, semunu mkuru, a man of your age, aunyari re. 2 days ago, you were presiding over what you called the independence celebration. Here we are today, gathered here, we are not celebrating anything. Instead, we are airing our concerns. We are airing our concerns that we are being governed by criminal family, a crime family. ED, you have become a mafia kingpin. You have turned the little that Zimbabwe was into nothing now. We have tried to talk to you, advise you, but it looks like Zwese Zwetinota or Apana Kwazunoswik. You assured us that you were a listening leader when you visited here in New York some years back. Here we are talking once again about the corruption which is led by you as the president of Zimbabwe. You are being cited as the forefront, as a front runner of the illegal gold trading. You are looting the country of Zimbabwe. You are destroying a nation. And we are saying to you, ED, it is time to pack your bags and go. We don't need a leader like you, ED. You don't deserve to call yourself a president. And I'm announcing this to you inside there. We are telling you to go and tell ED that as Zimbabweans you are sick and tired and of being sick and tired, and we are fed up. We are fed up of you, ED. We are fed up of your government. We are fed up of you stealing our children's future. We are saying enough is enough, ED. You need to step down.
Meanwhile, another opposition party, ZAPU, held a rally over the weekend in Madlambuzi in Plumtree. Let's hear what the president of ZAPU, Sibangalihle Nkomo, had to say.
Omucha we wabacha. ukuthi ungavuli ukubona ekuseni abantu abasha benathutshwana kuthiwa yinjengu okudaka amasini ekuseni okuloku umntwana usenatha uselele eceleni kwemduli ngenxa yokuthi akula misebenzi ngenxa yokuthi akula mthetho elizweni abantwana sebenzizela umthetho akusela umuntu okhuzayo abasakhuzeki ngoba balingisela abakhokheli besizwe angithi omuzi ukhokhelwa ngubaba ubaba nxa esidakwa abantwana bazadakwa ubaba nxa elisela abantwana bazatshotsha njalo njalo so ke izakhu yona yasukela phansi isithi vuka uzenzele yikho umdala lamuzwe esithi nxa ufuna imali phenduleli ibala elithini lima wenza imali kumele siqalise ukufunda ukuzithemba kuzethemba thina sesaphazaniswa ingqondo ngokuholelwa njengenkukhu sesimelela ukuthi inyanga ingaphela siyakola inyawuthi siyakola umuvu undumba yakithi indumba ezibolileyo yikho kuthiwa ngundumba sicela leyo culture iphele bantu abantu besifundeni ukuzenzela maningi amaprojekti ezingawezi kwenzela ukuthi sizethebe hhayi ngibone ngani ngalawa amafitshane sengithintile bengifuna ukukuthi
aiwa apo tsangatirikunzwa kubva kumutungamiri wezapu vasibangalihle Nkomo vachitaura ivo vari kumadlambudzi kuplumtree vankomo mwana vaimbova mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vajoshua nkomo let us now take a brief break please stay tuned we'll be right back
in times of change when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see we seek the truth when we are told only part of the story we lose trust in moments of crisis our dreams hopes and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press at Voice of America we bring you the stories that people take risks to see we connect the world and unite it with truth At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages. Please visit VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now joining us, our host around, we are going to actually be speaking to Mr. Frank Guni of ZANU-PF and also Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Agate Herrera. Thank you, Tete Marvelous.
Aiwa, I'll start off with you, Mr. Jokora. You saw there and heard there from MDCT, Dan Moyo, who was at a protest that was held here in Washington, D.C., by your party members. Do you think your protest was successful, and are you endorsing that message that Mr. Moyo put out there?
The message, the protests that were done in America, not only in America, because we had protests all over the world, we had protests in the United Kingdom, we had protests in Europe, in several countries. The idea was to let the world know that Zimbabwe is not yet Uhuru, that Zimbabwe is not yet independent. Yes, we appreciate the effort that was put by our forefathers, the true heroes of Chimurenga 1, Chimurenga 2, Anambuya Nehanda, Comrade Herbert Chitepo, Josiah Magama Tongogara, Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo. We appreciate what they did. But I know that right now they are turning in their graves because what they fought for has not yet been realized. What we fought for as Zimbabweans has not yet been realized. Zimbabweans are suffering more than they were suffering during the colonial regime. Everyone in Zimbabwe is crying. You heard that the ZAPU president there, he was also talking about the same thing, that Zimbabweans are suffering. Vana veZimbabwe vari kudya nhoko dzezvironda. Tiri kunhonga sose nemuromo, asi tichinzi tiri muZimbabwe yakasununguka. Muri kuona goridhe redu riri kungotorwa, riri kungopiwa. Zvese zviri kutorwa, zvicherwa zvedu, hatisi kuzviwana, hazvisi kudzoka munyika kuti zviite kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Saka sevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, takataura kuti aiwa gore rino hatisi kuzopemberera independence, nekuti hapana chekupemberera. Tiri kutambura tiri muno. Kana wakasununguka unogara munyika mako, tinoona isu kuti tine vanhu vanokwana kuita 5 million vakabuda munyika yeZimbabwe, nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vazhinji vari muno macho vari kutambura. Saka takangotaura kuti isu handei tinoratidzira tiri kumizinda yeZimbabwe, tiratidze nyika dzose nevanhu vose kuti Zimbabwe haisati yasununguka. Ticharamba tichienderera mberi nekurwira rusununguko rwairwirwa nana Joshua Mukabuko Ngomo, torupedzisa gore rino muna 2023. Vana veZimbabwe votanga kuona kuti iyo ndiyo inonzi shanduko.
But were you surprised that the ambassador Chifamba was not at the embassy on Friday? I know you were not there, but your members, were they surprised?
Yes, we are always surprised because we are not surprised because every time we give notice that we are going to protest, the embassy closes, the ambassador never comes to address the people that will be protesting, and then you wonder who is he representing. Because if an ambassador has been given notice that we want to give a petition to you, he's supposed to present himself. He's supposed to avail himself, because he's an ambassador of all Zimbabweans, not of ZANU-PF. So every time he runs away, it means he knows that he has no answers to what the people of Zimbabwe will be asking him. And it's an embarrassment, really, that he runs away, because he's supposed to receive our petition and pass on that petition to the Zimbabwean government. But he never does that.
Mm-hmm. Let me go over to you now, Mr. Frank Guni, who is a member of ZANU-PF. And the good thing is he was actually at the event on Saturday where the ambassador was hosting a belated independence celebration. Mr. Guni, why is it that when the opposition is protesting or picketing at the embassy is always closed, even if it's a working day? What's the message that they are trying to portray?
It depends on what the protest is all about. Let me start by addressing the so-called Friday protest. We were busy planning for the event of the following day on the 22nd. So when they came to the embassy on the 21st, we were very busy finalizing our arrangements for independence celebration on Saturday the 22nd. There was no time to entertain the people with their own ideas, which are contrary to the majority of Zimbabweans who were busy planning the celebrations. So in that respect, as Zimbabweans, they have a right to express their own opinions, which they are entitled to. But that should not derail the plans of the nation. We were planning, the ambassador represents the president, the government of Zimbabwe, and the people of Zimbabwe. So we were, the majority, we were busy with the ambassador working on the program and finalizing the details.
But also, you know, other pro-democracy nations do not run away from their embassies, especially when they know that there is a petition that is going to be handed over. Wouldn't it be pertinent for the ambassador to hear out the protesters and try to address what they're protesting about?
Nobody ran away. Like I said, we were busy planning for the independence celebrations. Mm-hmm. There was no one who ran away.
Mm-hmm.
And the following day, on Saturday, the 22nd, we were at the independence venue. There were so many people from all walks of life, including CC members, the MDC, and their grandchildren were all there. Nobody presented anything to us or to the ambassador. So, again, the opportunity to bring whatever grievances they had right there, but they did not. Mm-hmm. So, again, we do not waste time, you know, listening to the wind.
Regaini bodzo kera kuna vajokora, vajokora muri kunzwa zvikutaurwa navaguni vezano PF vari kuti hanzi vakatoona vamwe vanhu vebato renyu reCCC vanga vari kumabiko ikoko asi hapana chakataurwa nevanhu ava. Hapana tsamba yavakasiya kana zvimwo zvinyunyuto zvavakataura sekuratidzira kwavanga vari kuita kuembassy. Imi munoti chii?
Aizo ndodzinonzi nhema idzo. Nhema chaidzo dzinoonwa kuti pipipi. Kwanga kusina vanhu vedu vanga vakaenda ikoko vakataura isu kuti gore rino hatisi kucelebrata independence nekuti hakutorina chekucelebrata. Saka hakuna munhu wedu anga ari ikoko kwavari kutaura ikoko. Uye zvinonyadzisa kuona munhu akaita savaguni achitaura kuti iye kuti tinofanirwa kuenda kunopa petition kuna vanenge vachiti mabiko kumagrounds when we have offices. That is the reason why offices are there. When you have a problem, when you have a grievance, when you have a petition to deliver, when you have an issue to discuss with the embassy, you go to the ambassador, you go to his office, and we always give notice beforehand that we are coming there. We don't just go there. Tita zvichi wande wande navo. Iwo vanototiza. Hapana kana gore rimwe chete ratakambovaona ravakambotambira petition yedu. Vanototiza. Ugwara ndo watinoona ipapa nekuti vanenge vachiziva ivo kuti havakwanise kupindura mibvunzo yechokwadi inenge ichitaurwa nevana veZimbabwe. Segore rino tanga tichibvunza isu kuti goridhe redu riri kuenda kupi, mari iri kubva kugoridhe iri kuenda kupi, mari dziri kubuda kumaminerals edu dziri kuenda kupi. Mibvunzo iyoyo havakwanise kuipindura nekuti vanoziva kuti mari iri kudyiwa nevakuru vavo kuZimbabwe, mari iri kubiwa, mari iri kulutswa nevanhu vari kuZimbabwe. Saka vanobva vatongotiza.
Regai tibvatapa vaguni, ndiri kuona vada kupindawo vachitaura. Pindurai tinzwe kubva kumibvunzo yataurwa iyo navajokora panyaya iyoyi yegorudhe nezvimwewo.
Chatataura isusu, we represent the nation, we represent the majority of Zimbabweans who voted us into power. Okay, we do recognize that there are a few misguided elements amongst our Zimbabwean community who think that because they just because they have a different viewpoint, they matter more than the majority. That's not how democracy works. And to correct my brother there, it's not true that we do not accept my petitions. I recall when at Denimo you coming with a petition which I personally received. 4 years ago, I was there at the embassy and we received them when they came to the embassy. We gave them an opportunity to address us and give us their own grievances. So it's not true. Don't make up stuff.
So what has changed if this was what was happening before? What has changed? Because we've seen a lot of people coming from out of town, some from out of state, you know, saying they want their voice to be heard by the ambassador. What has changed?
It depends on what grievance they have. You cannot just say garaimuri pokuskatari zvokutaurira zvatiri kuda without zvinhu zviri important. In this case, the gold issue they were talking about, it's under investigations in Zimbabwe and across the globe. So what's there to discuss? If they have problems with the government of the day, let them go and register and vote. Elections are coming in less than 3 months. So let them go and vote. Aikona kuti isusu toregera kuita basa ratiri kugadzirira rekupemberera kuzvitonga kuzere kwenyika yedu to go and address 10 people. We have misguided ideas about the country.
While you're on there, Mr. Guni, we heard Mr. Denmoyo of the MDCT calling on urging President Emmerson Mnangagwa to resign over the gold mafia story and the Al Jazeera documentary. What says you?
Well, that's absolute nonsense. We are heading towards the elections. President Mnangagwa's current term of office is expiring very soon, at the end of July. So to call the president to step down over an issue that his own government has acknowledged, Chukuti, we are investigating, is absolute nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. In any case, you said you had Denimoyo and the MDCT. Which MDCT? As far as we know, Mr. Moyo was fired from MDCT. So we don't know which MDC you are talking about. In any case,
I see anyway, Tiripapo Noctava, Poktivash Mirire, Chas Vadeza, Boya, Chish Mira, Toya Kwamuriva Chokora. From your observation, what's the way forward? You came, your party members came, they went to the embassy, there was no one to receive your petition. What's more now? What are you going to be doing?
It wasn't about the Zimbabwean embassy only. We are also giving petitions to the South African embassy and to the UAE embassy and to the British embassy, because the British citizens are also involved in the smuggling of gold in from Zimbabwe. So we'll continue, we'll fight on, we'll make sure that we get justice, we'll make sure that all those that are smuggling gold from Zimbabwe face the full rate of law. Whether we are going to get justice in Zimbabwe or get justice outside Zimbabwe, we are not going to stand down. We are going to make sure that we continue protesting, we continue petitioning, and we'll continue asking questions in Zimbabwe and outside Zimbabwe, so that an explanation is given about our minerals and about our gold.
Mm-hmm. Please stay on the line. I want to call our line. Hello, hello, call a Makadin. Baba Matwins, it up.
Wrong with you,
okay? I want to call you, Kapa.
Okay, tell you, Kuruna and Vura.
I want this also. Kanaka Murkuns, what's never near Kanavaripo, Varipano Vis, and OPF, Never Citizens Coalition for Change. To pay off what they?
For the general notice, any cook.
Pane mazwi here amuka amuna wa mungada kutaura kune vesa no PF kana vesi CC vari pano.
Ya ndinoti kune weza no PF kwaitoziva kuti vesi CC vari ro protesta rinyaya chi iye zviri kuitika kubuya kwe gold nezvimwe zvinhu ndosaka vakaita sei vakavhara imbatso vachiita sei vachitangita igadzirira chi independence apana independence vaigadzirira kunyeba manyepo.
Aiwa tinotenda regai tigonzwa kuti vanoti chii. Thank you so much Baba Matwins. Vaguni muri kunzwa hanzi naBaba Matwins vepa Cape Town pa South Africa vari kunonga svosve nemuromo, saka inii sei manga muri kuwana muine nguva yekuenda kunopfachura uko muchidya nyama makavhara embassy?
Aiwa, tinozvidaira isusu hatimborambe semusangano weZanu PF and the governing party. Kuti zvechokwadi kune vanhu vanotambura, there is no country pano pasi ine vanhu vese vanongorarama vachifara zvakanaka. Nyika dzese munotowanikwa vamwe vanhu vanenge vachinetseka nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana, but isusu seZimbabwe we can tell you kuti Zimbabwe is transforming. We are heading towards a trillion economy to be a middle income country. You can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it.
Regai tinzwewo kuna vadzvokora kuti zvamuri kutaura kuti vari kuzvinzwa here vadzvokora. Pindirai tinzwe, hanzi navaguni vezano PF, you can feel it, you can hear it, kuti zvinhu zvasanduka munoti.
Aiwa, ayo ndo manyepa ayo, hatichateereri zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo zvekuti vanongoramba vachiuya vachitiudza zvekunyepa kuti nyika yakamira zvakanaka. Hapana chakamira zvakanaka. Isu tirikutaura kwataita, ticharamba tichitaura nevana veZimbabwe tichivadzidzisa kuti nhamo yamuri kuona iyi haisi kuuya nenyaya yemasanctions zvavanogara vachinyeperwa. Inyaya yekupiwa kuri kuitwa muZimbabwe. Saka handei tese tinovhota neuwandu hwedu tibvise hurumende iyoyi. Muri kuona kuti vari kukwata, ndosaka vachitiza kuma embassy. Saka vamunangagwa vasiri kutaura zuva rekuvhota, nekuti vari kutotya kudyiwa pamaelections ari kuuya iwaya.
Aiwa, thank you so much, and that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank you, our valued guest, Mr. Tawanda Dzokora of the CCC, and also Mr. Frank Guni of ZANU-PF, and of course you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Signing off in Washington, I am Marvelous Mslanga Nyahuye saying, hey, have a very good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.